producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. The situation at the University of Missouri. Remember this from a couple of months ago when the president of the university had to resign because of protests by some of the black students on the campus? Well, there's a new fellow, there's a new sheriff in town, and he seems to be tough, I suppose, in the right way. Remember the old tough love from those people in Philadelphia that created that whole theory of tough love. You know what tough love is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is, remember? I remember, as a matter of fact, Bob, if he's listening...
When you're hard on somebody for their own good.
Right.
Right, exactly. There were a couple, there was a husband and wife who created the whole idea of tough love. I was working in Philadelphia at the time at WCAU, so this would have been 30 years ago, at least, when this concept was created, maybe a little longer than that. And a husband and wife were applying it to their children, who were not acting appropriately. And you know how some parents, especially today in the helicopter world, helicopter parents, they coddle their children, spoil them, ruin them, all that stuff. Well, these parents were faced with a couple of children. I think it was one, but it seems to me, I remember interviewing them. Man, isn't this interesting? It comes back to my memory 34, 35 years after the fact. I think the guy's name was Steven. I can see him now. Sort of short, graying hair, not a lot of hair. Why am I telling you that story? Who cares? He didn't use Provia, let's put it that way. So they came up with this whole concept of this is what's fair, this is what's right, this is what you will do, or you will move out of my house. This is it. And it became this whole movement, and books were written about it, and you know, all kinds of stuff. So anyway, the new chancellor is Chuck Henson, whose portfolio includes a lot of diversity work, equality on campus, and that sort of thing. He told them that he has no intention of caving into their demands. They thought because they got rid of the last president, okay, we're going to have everything we want. He wrote to them the following. You ready? Listen to this.
Okay.
If you sincerely want better relationships, the time for demands, threats, and arbitrary deadlines is over. You don't need them, and I won't have it. Remember the demands? This group admitted, this school, the University of Missouri, admitted the first black student back in 1950. And they wanted to have more black faculty. Let's see here. They want students to, if you have a bad semester, then you can delete that from... Wait a minute. What do you do that? What school do you go to? If
right.
you have a bad course or a bad semester, you
yeah,
just
delete
it
that. Mm-hmm.
from your reality. Hello.
You don't mind, do you?
No. All right. So
wouldn't that be
that
nice if you could do that everywhere in life?
Yeah. They want $250,000 to expand the Black Cultural Center. Let's see here. They want a liberation house where students can go and no whites will be allowed. Statue of civil rights leader Lloyd Gaines. I don't know who he is. Anybody know who he is? I don't know. He must be probably somebody that's important to the black movement, at least on campus there.
I know his brother's Capital.
Really? Good for you.
Capital Gaines. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Right. Yeah, Capital Gaines. So this fellow, the new chancellor, invited group members to meet with him, but said many of their demands are DOA. They're not realistic. They're not legal. You can't tell me who to hire. You can't tell me who to admit. You can't tell me to meet quotas. They violate state law, federal law. you know, sort of get with the program. You know what I mean? That's what he's telling them to do. And I think that it's good. By the way, this fellow, the interim chancellor, is a black guy. So,
Well, that's good, though.
I'm not playing those games.
Yeah.
Not going to play those games. Good for him.
Yeah.
Todd Hollander is going to join us in a minute. He's going to help those of us who have small businesses. Richie, you're a small business person. Jennifer, you're a small business person. I'm a small business person. So how can we make out better as we work our way through this year, some of the pitfalls, the tax stuff, all that? So we have advice for small businesses in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive, my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
My new house is between two lawns that should be on the cover of Lawns Illustrated. I need my lawn to fit in.
I told Sam that during Scott's days at Ace, he can get the products he needs for a great lawn, like grass seed, fertilizer, and weed killer.
Ace is the place that gives you a magazine cover-worthy lawn. All the Lawns Illustrated is completely made up.
It's Scott's days at Ace. Stock up and get up to $130 in instant savings on Scott's Miracle-Gro brands, including Ortho and Roundup. Ace Awards members get savings instantly in store. Offer valid March 2nd through 7th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
14 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're joined by Todd Hollander, who's managing director and head of business banking for MUFG Union Bank. The business banking group serves a lot of businesses, has become a good medium-sized bank. They had a small business economic survey that showed that small business owners are less optimistic this year because of uncertainty surrounding election implications. Certainly the interest rate thing has to be a worry for a lot of people. Half of business owners in this survey unprepared or don't know if they are prepared for interest rate changes. 44% of owners believe the Affordable Care Act is the most concerning election issue for them, followed by immigration, equal pay, and foreign trade. So after you got the results of this survey, X-ray, where did your mind go, Todd? So you see the results. What do you do with this information?
Well, a couple things. So first of all, we've been doing this survey for 17 years, and the reason we do it is we really want to keep a pulse on our clients' attitudes, what they're hopeful for, so we can be in the best position to serve them. That was the first thing. The second thing is, they're a little more pessimistic than they were last year, but it's kind of a pattern that we've seen in an election year, especially in an election year where you're going to change administrations, for sure. That creates more anxiety, and then also a lot of the global economic uncertainty, China, et cetera, is adding to more uncertainty. Those things are all true, but to keep it in perspective, last year was the apex of our survey of where optimism was the highest. We're a little off those highs, so we're nowhere near recession time or other times where the economies looked really bad. Our business owners are by and large still pretty optimistic.
All right. So how much of this group are minority-owned businesses versus non-minority? And I don't even know how to define that anymore. I was talking about that a little while ago, whether it's a black-owned or Hispanic-owned or whatever other minorities might fit into the picture. Is that a factor here? Or do we have a well-rounded group of business owners that are being surveyed?
Yeah, we seek to have the survey mirror the populations in the communities we serve, and minorities are counted as women, veteran-owned, and minority-owned business owners.
Mm-hmm. So why do you do this survey? What does it do for you and your customers? This is something, and the reason I ask you is I do business with a small bank. I love smaller banks. The big banks are just so out of touch, and I'm guessing that you did this because it does help separate you from some of the huge banks that are around the country, right?
Yeah, well, we consider ourselves a kind of a big enough to matter and small enough to care bank. So what it allows us to do is stay very close to the attitudes of the people we serve, and also when we're looking to design products and services or really put our associates in a place to be a trusted advisor to those businesses, keeping a normal calibrated pulse on the market and finding out what people are thinking, both customers and non-customers, has been very valuable for us.
Well, what I find most interesting here is that, to go back to looking at the results, the number of people who believe the Health Care Act is the most concerning. This is where the rubber meets the road because of what you have to provide your employees. And it doesn't make a difference whether you're minority or not. It's very sobering, is it not?
It is, and I think there's still a large degree of uncertainty and a lack of awareness about what the Affordable Care Act actually means to the business owners. So I think that's fueling why it popped up so high in the survey as listed on the list of concerns.
All right. So when you look at this, how active will these people be, do you think, in working the election out? I'm looking, we're having, of course, the results of primaries, and people say, well, Trump is this and Trump is that, or the other guys are this, that, or the other thing. One of the reasons that I think Trump is because they're addressing these things that are egregious, and nobody else seems to be addressing them. Would you say that something you could take from your survey as well, that these people would be voting or supporting either of these two candidates because of their feelings, their concerns about where the business community is going?
Yeah, I think business owners, like the general population, vote with their pocketbooks and their conscience. So, taxes, regulation, environmental issues, minimum wage, interest rates and economic stimulus are all also things that people cited as concerns. So I think wherever they feel that their vote is going to be best cast to help their business and help their families, I think that's where they're cast them.
What I find most interesting is that people just don't get the people that are protesting, let's tax all these businesses and stuff. They just don't understand where the jobs come from. It's very must be very frustrating for you and so with the business owners to have to deal with that reality. I find it very frustrating, frankly. All right, where's the website is unionbank.com. You want to find out more about what they do or the results of this survey, it's unionbank.com. Thanks to Todd Hollander here to help us understand what this particular group of people thinks is the future. Thanks, Todd.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
John Pardo then.
That was Chevy Chase.
That was he did the intro, but I think the actual announcement
Pardo would be on. With Dan Aykroyd.
Welcome to the writing.
Bill Murray.
All right, so our video of the day at DougSteffen.com is a feature from one of the early weekend updates. I believe it's the 1st of March, as a matter of fact. This is classic, classic, classic stuff. Is it 40 years ago, I think, Richie?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
40 years ago, okay. So this is something, just put aside everything else that you're doing right now.
If you're driving, pull over for just a minute.
Pull over and listen to these two guys, this foolishness that abounds with Belushi and Chevy Chase. Here we go.
Last week we made a comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. So let's compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a thrilled lizard.
You listen to it and you get a certain dynamic out of it. So you watch Belushi's face. Belushi's face.
Chevy Chase,
Now you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu. moo and goes out like a taper, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. That's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
The physical comedy is what they were known for. So anyway, check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com. NCIS has been renewed for 2 more seasons. It has been the number one show for, I think, 11 of the 13 seasons it's been on. The people coming back, Michael Weatherly is going. But let's see here.
Mark Harmon, though.
Mark Harmon has signed a new
deal. Signed for 2 more years, too.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Right. Polly Perrette, David McCallum. Let's see. What about the other? What about Sean Murray? I think he's going to stay. Rocky Carroll will stay.
Yeah, they're going to be staying. Sean Murray stays. Rocky Carroll, Emily Wickersham, and Brian Dietzen all stay, along with Mark Harmon, who is so quiet, but he's like the highest paid star on TV. I mean, it's just incredible that someone who gets so
it's
little...
It's a number one show.
But he's got that quiet demeanor. I love it. Yeah. He doesn't make a lot of news in his private life. It's just, it's good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's been... He found this thing, and what a great way for him to cap his career. He seems to be, I mean, what the heck?
I liked him much better in Summer School. I mean, he was great in that.
That was a great movie, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so Sarah Shahi, who is she? She's going to be Nancy Drew?
She's going to be Nancy Drew. That's who she is in CBS's upcoming pilot about the famed girl detective. She's going to portray Nancy Drew in her 30s as an NYPD detective solving crimes and navigating modern life. Already there is a cast working with Anthony Edwards starring as Nancy Drew's father. So that should be kind of fun. That'll hit CBS in the fall.
She's been
in Chicago Fire, Fairly Legal. She's been in some stuff before.
Man, those Chicago shows, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
Gotta love it.
They're really doing very well. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug-out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
After the hour on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Chillen, and let's see, where's Millie? Millie the Wonder
Dog. Oh, Millie the Dog.
Chasing lizards. She's on lizard patrol here at the moment. The folks at Subway, we didn't get this. We had a shortened food news report, so now we need to extend the information here for you so you'll understand what's going on in the What's Cooking department. Subway restaurants.
Is hiring Jared back?
No.
I think that's probably
not going to be a prison spokesperson.
But remember, didn't they get sued because their footlongs weren't a foot long? That seemed to me.
I don't know that they got sued over it, but yeah, they definitely got called on it.
So now, corporate headquarters has said, we will now be sure that the footlongs are foot longs. There was a lawsuit, and it's amazing. Why would somebody go to all the trouble to sue a restaurant like Subway because their footlongs were not consistent? They're making a lot of bread, you morons, and the length of the loaf is going to be dependent on a lot of different things, right? The temperature of the oven. They make them in trays, and the trays are all the same length. But doesn't when dough rises, doesn't it change the length of it? I'm not a cook, obviously, but
what happens? Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, so why? You would think that it was actually longer than that. It would be 13 inches.
Right. Like a, you know, what do they call it? A baker's dozen ears of corn. It's always 13 ears and a baker's dozen. What? What are you laughing at?
It was only a quarter inch short.
Yeah, and they sued him.
It was like
11
and three quarter
inches. Who's the guy
that measures that? Yeah. I want to go beat the guy who sued them.
I'm eating a sandwich that's a foot long, and I feel like it's just not quite there. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it should be having a brain examined for eating a foot-long sandwich of any.
The reality of life is nothing is as advertised.
It exceeds.
Let's start with 2x4s.
They're not 2x4s.
They're not 2x4s.
No. Oh, they are, Richie, if they aren't planed. The wood that I get out of the woods that I put on my own saw that's still rough are 2x4s. But when they're planed, they lose about a quarter of an inch on all sides.
Okay, so you let's go to one-calorie Diet Pepsi.
Uh-uh.
90 calories.
All right. Another story at DougStephan.com today, focusing on the fast food chains in our country, all the deals that are out there, the ads. How many Burger King ads a day do we run, Richie? We must run at least once an hour. There's a Burger King.
Once an hour right now. Right.
And there's Wendy's that's redesigned all their restaurants, and now they're promoting there. McDonald's is what? You can buy 13 hamburgers for $2 or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Just like that.
And you can keep them for 6 years.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, so now, if you are a consumer who's paying no attention, this sort of tails into the dark act, not knowing what you're eating. Once you have the information, if you choose to eat this way, that's up to you. But if you don't know what you're getting into, then there is a requirement, or I think there's a need anyway, for people to know. I can't believe in this era of information, all the things that are on social media, that people don't know what they're eating when they go into these big fast food chains. However, having said that, the advertising is aimed, obviously, at lower-income people, and they're telling you that this food tastes good, you'll be benefiting from it, and yada, 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 yada. Okay. So the fast food companies believe that they're benefiting because the price of gasoline is lower, more people are working, minimum wages are going up, so they want to promote what they have, and that's why the prices are so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Forecast for restaurant commodities like beef, chicken, pork, dairy, wheat, for the time being anyway, are lower than the
others. Yeah, prices are low, so they can
give you more food. We want to eat cheap food in this country.
Just
really,
if you go to Europe and buy this stuff, even things, if you go to a Burger King or McDonald's or whatever in Europe, you'll pay a lot more for the hamburger than you do over here, because it costs a lot more over there to get the job done. What did you start to say, Richie?
Well, if you think about it, who does McDonald's cater to? The lower income, saying, looking for cheap food for people who can't afford
chicken McNuggets, right? Why you can buy
chicken
$1. $1.49
McNuggets. AKA the people that work at McDonald's.
Right.
And the people that work at McDonald's are demanding a higher minimum wage, so that they don't have to eat the food that they serve.
That they serve everybody else at McDonald's.
Isn't that great?
McChickens, McDoubles, mozzarella stick. Can you get mozzarella sticks at a...
Yeah, at McDonald's.
Mozzarella sticks at a McDonald's, you can?
I haven't seen them, because I haven't been to McDonald's in a really long time, but I've heard about mozzarella sticks, because remember there was a story, someone sued because there was no cheese inside one of their sticks?
The cheese was falling out of the thing.
Right, it was not really cheese anyway.
But when they go to Europe, they don't call it a Whopper, right?
And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They went on quarter pounder heads.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
What do they call a Whopper? I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
That's from Pulp Fiction, right?
It is.
That was classic. That's a big that return.
That was a big return. That was classic stuff.
It was classic in lots of different ways. All right. Also trending at DougStephan.com today, the story of this 90-year-old grandmother. Did you see this? From Michigan, diagnosed with uterine cancer 2 days after her husband died, was given three choices: surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. She chose none of them. She took the fourth option. She hit the road. She is out traveling the country to see as much as she can see her son, Tim, and his wife are full-time RVers who spend their life. They're in their 60s. They travel around the country.
That's cool.
And so the children invited her to join them, and that's what she's doing. Since August, they've been out. They've seen Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone Park.
And how old is
Rocky
she?
Rocky Mountains. She's 90 years old.
You know what? And God love her. Why would you want to attach yourself to hospital beds and tubes and things that aren't going to guarantee that you feel better? In fact, they make you feel worse. She's getting out and living. I think that's...
This is awesome. They have a Twitter feed for her called Driving Miss Norma.
Oh, sweet.
That's cute. Like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. When you're 25, okay, maybe you want to put yourself through the chemo, but why do that when you're 90-something?
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with your family.
It's Facebook, Driving Miss Norma.
Yep. Okay. Let me move over to the Facebook posting, and that is the most important one for me today anyway. I'd like to call your attention to the case against Bettina Krutsch, I believe, or Krutsch. Bettina Rodriguez is her married name. She was sued for taking care of an animal, a dog, that was chained outside. This is... let's see when this was. This was actually about a month ago. But now the charges were dropped against her yesterday. She faced 10 years in jail for rescuing a starving dog from below freezing temperatures. The governor and the judge are now the recipients of unbelievable petitions, Facebook barrages, Twitter barrages, Instagram barrages with pictures of various dogs. You can see her picture on the Facebook page. She rescued this dog living on a chain tied to a tree in below freezing temperatures. The dog was emaciated, dehydrated, starving. She tried to work through the authorities, but nothing was being done to save the dog. He was going to die. So she cut him off of the, she cut him away from the fence that he was tied to. Apparently, this guy had her, and he wasn't able to take care of her. His cousin or somebody had the dog, and he got the dog. And no owner, nobody to save him. So she takes the dog off the chain, out of the cold, brings him home, pays for his medical needs, and today... she faces a sentence of 10 years in jail. Mm. This is really bizarre. And that's what we point out in the article. It's at DougStephan.com. Just prior to this incident, PETA admitted to stealing a healthy family pet, a Chihuahua, in the same county. This is, again, I think, Richie, in your... I think this is
near the Chesapeake Bay, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's this woman who's doing everything she can to save the animal... and she's being prosecuted for it because I don't even, you know what? This kind of stuff, these people, they need to be tied to the fence. Don't feed them. Don't give them any clothing. Let them sit out in the elements for days upon days. And how do you. How do you?
And then when someone embarrasses you,
common sense, my God.
So okay, let's play the devil's advocate here. She's being accused of stealing the dog and running away.
No owner. There was no owner. The dog didn't have an owner.
It was tied to a mobile home, a tree right next to a mobile home.
But the guy said that she had no owner and he couldn't take care of her.
So why not call pet control, animal control?
You talk about the guy in the mobile home?
Why didn't she call animal control and say there's a starving dog freezing outside this house? Can you come save it?
I don't know whether there's animal control in that area or not. I don't have an answer.
Or you
go
to the police department, too, probably.
Right,
but
yeah.
Even so, why would you not want to help somebody who's trying to help an animal like this?
Let's say it gets to the point where some wacky PETA person thinks that you don't treat Millie properly because she's able to run around and eat lizards, which could poison her. Mm-hmm. And let's say that they call and they steal
only
your dog
because
they think that you don't treat her properly. Right. Where does it end?
It's all protection. I mean, again, it goes back to we're so happy in this country.
Yeah,
we are.
You know,
yeah.
it's kind of sick.
And what happens to common
sense?
We've
lost our humanity.
Even backing it up further, who takes charge of an animal and doesn't take care of the animal? There's
a
criminal
of people.
Right there. Those are the criminals. They're the criminals.
So if you break into somebody's car because their dog is in there, I mean, I've been in this situation. I think we've all been in this situation where you see a dog in a car
and
you
get arrested for
and you break the window. So I call the police. Every time I see it, I call the police. Dog in a hot car. Come and break the window, please. I don't want to do it because then I get arrested.
And you get arrested. Yeah. No, you have that experience. You have that knowledge. Somebody else might not. And that's the difference. But to have that woman charged, prosecuted after saving that dog's life, what a damnable outrage.
People don't think reasonable.
You know what? The first part of the sentence. People don't think. Thank you very much. 44 past the hour. Okay, I'm going to give you something to think about. You ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Get rid of the wrinkles on your face. Wrinkles. Wrinkles. You have wrinkles? Wrinkles. Isn't that a great word? Wrinkles. Wrinkles.
Could you please just put us out of our misery and do the commercial?
Wrinkles. Meredith, the dog's outside.
Okay.
Okay.
Breaking news, the dog is outside.
He's tied up to a tree and it's 99 degrees. Somebody save him.
Adam. These guys are, because we just talked about that. You put the dog outside and it's so hot. Where are the police? Call the police.
Call a cop.
Oh, yeah, the police are needed for Millie.
All right, anyways, where was it? Oh, I was going to talk about your wrinkles. The ankle, good Doug. The anti-wrinkle treatment. Say that again one more time. Anti, I'm laughing, and I'm having a hard time not laughing. Anti-wrinkle treatment that comes from stem cell research. They use apples. Did you know that? To make this cream.
Can it come stem cell?
Apple stem cell therapy. Yes, exactly. The work was done. And what came out of it was the whatever peptides are in apples are the best thing that you can apply. Now, I'm not telling you, but actually think this through. How many times have you seen those people that go to the exclusive salons with peels of apples cut and put on their eyes? You've seen that.
Cucumbers, yeah.
Cucumbers, apples, that sort of stuff. Yep, well, that's why. And they just figured that out at Genucel, and then they made a cream out of the apple. What'd you say?
Kumquats.
Come on.
Yeah, anything like that. All right, 800-543-9260. Let's get the bottom line here.
Rich.
You can put, he's going to go through the whole list of what's in his refrigerator. No petroleum products, no pharmaceutical preservatives, all made out of natural
blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries. Yeah, you can put some blueberries in your eyes.
Smear them all over your face. Good for you.
Call 800-543-9262. Get rid of the bags and the puffiness. You'll look younger.
Kiwi.
And yeah, you could put kiwis on your eyes.
Watermelon.
Yep.
I want a picture of you, Doug. Get married. Yeah. Take a picture. I know you've got some kind of crazy fruit in that refrigerator there. I want you to lie back on the couch and cut off some slices of whatever you have in the refrigerator there and post pictures of it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Meredith, the guys want you to cut up some kiwi, put it on my face, and take a picture so we can put it on Facebook of me taking care of it. Huh? Okay, yeah, sure, do that. Anyway, this is you don't have to go through all that stuff. Just get the cream. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, lines around your eyes, et cetera, et cetera. Scent-free. It is the way to... By the way, you can double your order when you call 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. This is the greatest product. Gets results. Bags, puffiness, gonzo. Lines, gonzo. And you can check on other products they have at Chamonix as well to make your eyes really sparkle. 800-543-9262.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins. Now our highest level of D3 ever.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrans.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at...
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-09.
Past the hour now, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Jennifer and I examining what's going on in the FBI versus Apple cases. You didn't know that, but there are cases. The dispute between Apple and the FBI over unlocking the San Bernardino gunman's iPhone on Capitol Hill today. The director of the FBI and the senior vice president for Apple, along with their general counsel, will be testifying at a House Judiciary Committee hearing, Jen, on encryption technology and the balances between security and privacy. Yesterday, a judge in New York ruled that Justice Department officials cannot force Apple to unlock an iPhone used in another case, a Brooklyn drug case. Apple refusing to extract information. Apparently, an ongoing number of these cases, about a dozen of them. And so it circles back around to the San Bernardino shooter phone. When you were on the air there yesterday, what came out? This has got to be the number one thing that everybody there is still talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge issue, and different than national polling, which suggests that nationally people are on the side of Apple.
Right.
Locally, where I do my radio show, they are definitely on the side of law enforcement and the FBI, and understandably so. When it happens right in your neighborhood, you want the answers. You want to know if there's other bad guys in the area. You want to know if there's a cell that they could uncover with this technology. It kind of boils down to, Dougie, and I think there's a lot of misinformation going around. The FBI wants Apple to take off the 10 tries cap, and what that means is when you have an iPhone and you try to get into it one time and you can't do it, you have to wait a few minutes. The next time you have to wait a few minutes before you can try again. After 10 tries, the phone basically will shut down and it can't be used again.
Yep.
And so the FBI, and I was wondering this, like how can our FBI, how can our law enforcement not be able to crack the code of iPhones? Well, they can't. They're able to do code generators to try to break into the phone, but they need to have this 10 try thing lifted.
Mm-hmm. You agree that it should...
Excuse me.
Well, just in this case.
I mic for those. That one came out of nowhere. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I do it all the time.
Ugh.
So is it just this case that you feel that way, or this is just about the same?
You know, I have a really hard time. I go back daily. I'm changing my position on this one because I totally get that we shouldn't let our fears take away from our freedoms. And so in that way, I totally back Apple.
Wow, what a great statement. Let's examine that for a second. Don't let your fears take away your freedom. That ought to be an election slogan. Don't
see what
let
happens
your
when
fears
I cross some of the thoughts
take away your yeah. Don't let your fears take away your freedom. That's powerful.
In that way, I totally support Apple. At the same time, I'd love to know more about this case. I feel like there has to be a happy medium for something to happen where these two companies can get together. And here's, and I've mentioned this before, the reason I really think that this is something that Apple could help out with is I think it comes down to the ownership of the cell phone and of the device. And San Bernardino County owns that cell phone and says, we want to get into this cell phone. If the owner is there saying, we want to get into it, I think that helps in court to say, look, the owner of the phone wants to get into it, and hopefully implore Apple to help out in this case. Yeah. But, you know, it's a slippery slope. Once you invent this technology, according to Apple, it can't be undone.
The motion filed Thursday in U.S. District Court by the company says it would take them 2 to 4 weeks and a large team of engineers to figure out to build the software needed to create the back door to get into this phone. And it'll all be for naught because in 2 weeks, Apple's got a new iPhone starting all over again. In a moment, a Google car, a self-driving Google car, crashes. That's up next here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
There's a big car show somewhere in Europe, and the fellow that runs Ford said they're going to have a self-driving car on the road by 2020 that everybody can afford. Well, here's a thought, folks. Yesterday, the self-driving Google SUV that they have designed crashed into a bus during their first road tour. Nobody was hurt. It was a Lexus SUV, drove into the side of a bus at low speed in Mountain View, California. The DMV released a report of the incident. Cars have crashed before. It's said to be the first time one of the SUVs caused the accident. It was in autonomous mode. Google said, the understatement. Google's response was, well, our artificial intelligence in the car is not quite ready.
Whoops.
Hello.
I think the direct quote was, oopsie.
Oops. Whoops. I want to drive my car. Don't take my car away from me. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.